1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We start this hour at foot of the Red Rocks. Rob calling in from Sedona. I'm assuming tuned in on our Northern Arizona affiliate, Chasm. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. Enjoy your show. Question for you about I put in a rustic wood fence, post fence, about 6 years ago. And I haven't done anything with it yet in terms of any kind of weather protection, and it obviously needs it right now. So is this something that needs like a penetrating oil type protection or just a water-resistant weatherproofing at this point?
Is it like a split rail?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what wood species you use? Is it a cedar split rail?
I believe it's cedar.
Okay. All right. Well, we like a product that's made by Flood Products. Mm-hmm. It's called Wood Life, and it's a penetrating oil sealer, and we use it a lot on cedar and redwood decks. Mm-hmm. What's exposed to the elements is going to dry and splinter. But your weakest link right there is the soil line of the fence posts that are going in the ground.
Right.
So a lot of times what we'll do there, Rob, is we'll take about a 3/8-inch drill and about 2 inches above the soil line, drill down angled slots about four places around the post. And mm-hmm. then when you go to the paint store, you can actually get a syringe with a long needle on it. And, I mean, we just pump that area below soil with as much of that product as we can. And what we generally do, you've been in for 6 years, you're going to have to hit it. I'd hit it maybe two or three times over the course of the next 12 to 18 months. And then once you get it nice and saturated again, then you can go back down to about once every year or 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds very good.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Rob. Well, we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling in from Sedona. That's how we take care of Arizona homeowners. Y'all call in toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. And Jennifer will find out where you're calling from, your name, and what your project is. And we'll get to you as quick as we can. We've got an open line now if you'd like to jump in. But let's go to Scottsdale and visit with Al. Good morning, Al.
Hi, good morning, Rosie. And one thing, thanks for all your helpful tips through all these years. You guys have been great.
Thanks,
now,
Al.
The project, I'm doing an 8x14 shed.
Okay.
I've got everything figured out what I want to do, but I was going to do 2 4x4 pressure tube runners and then build my footing on that. Is there something else that I should be looking into, or would that be adequate? I'm not going to pour a foundation.
Okay. All right. Well, Al, you know, there are you going to buy a kit shed for this?
No, I'm going to, I've built them just before, but I haven't, I've done it on a slab, but I don't know if I should go ahead and just do the pressure treated boards on the bottom, or is there something else that I should be looking into?
You know, a lot of times when we're setting these sheds and you're under 200 square feet, I think you need a permit in Scottsdale. It's either any shed over 200 square feet or 250. I'm not sure, but you're under that.
I was aware of that.
Now, and that's assuming you're not running any plumbing or any electrical to it, and it's just going to be for storage. What we like to do is we like to take like a 16x16 concrete block, and we set that at the four corners, and we leave. And you don't have to put a concrete footing in it, but leave it partially buried, but up above the grade by about 3 or 4 inches. And then we put our sleepers on that, and then we frame the flooring of the sheds with steel studs. Okay?
Okay.
And then you screw your plywood to that, and then go from there up in wood. And boy, that is going to be a 20-year, 30-year shed floor.
And do they just sit on the, I don't adhese it on there or anything like that, just sits on it?
Yeah, you can take these 16 by 16 block and lay them down on the ground, and we usually buy those 8 inches. So you bury it 4 inches, leave it 4 inches exposed. And then if you want, you can fill just the inside of that block with a little concrete and put an anchor bolt in there so you can anchor it down.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt to have that unit anchored to something in the ground.
Right.
Okay.
But that, can I get those at Home Depot?
Yeah.
I mean, can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can pick all that up at any of the big box stores.
So just the four at all four corners. And then what about, is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Everything
awesome.
Everything else will float from there. And, you know, if you've got rabbits or gophers or something, you might want to get some hog wire and trench along the outside just to keep critters from crawling in underneath there. That works pretty well. Actually, at one of our rental properties, we let the rabbits live under there, and they do just fine. So,
okay. Well, right on. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the kind words about the show, Al. We certainly appreciate it.
Jump on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, it's the open line hour. We're here for you. 10 o'clock hour, about a half hour away from our dreaded APS utility rate topic. Oh, boy.